Hello, folks, and welcome back to the final edition of the CrossFit Krypton wrap-up show. My name is Robbie Vogler, alongside Georgie Brain, Andy Kraft. Guys, the Open is done for 2017. 17.5 finished off with some thrusters and some double unders. Andy, before we get into the whole wrap-up of the entire CrossFit Open, talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on 17.5.
Okay, 17.5, 9 thrusters and 35 double unders. How hard can it be, right?
Right.
How hard? But couple that with 10 rounds of it, and it's very hard. And depending on, it really doesn't matter at what pace you went, it's going to be hard for everybody because everybody's trying to go as fast as they can. They're going to bring themselves to that place where they don't want to be. And In order to finish it as fast as you would like, you're going to go to that area you don't want to go. So some people, that area was 7 to 10 minutes. Some people was 10 to 15. And others, like myself, that was 20 to 25. So it was hard workout, I thought.
It was one of those things that really did look deceiving. But you saw them do the announcement, and then you saw, you know, Katrin and Sarah kind of face off. And people were thinking, okay, well, it's going to be a longer type of workout. These ladies got it done in under 7 minutes, I believe. So, like, your mind kind of got blown right off the bat, and you were almost like, holy cow, this may be a lot tougher or a lot easier going into it, but it turned out to be one of the hardest workouts probably of the 17 Open. Georgie, talk to us about some of the great performances that we had here at CrossFit Krypton for 17.5.
We had a lot of them. We did. First off, if anybody follows me on the whiteboard on social media or whatever, They like to put out statistics every week. And so this week, their statistics showed that for men finishing under that 10-minute time frame, only 6% did that in the Open. Wow. Women, it was 3.5%. And we had 10 members in our gym that met that. Yeah. So regional members, of course, in the Smith brothers and Adam, Kelly, Lindsay. But we also had a couple outstanding performances by Charlie and Lily under that 10-minute, as well as Adam, and I'm going to butcher your last name, Buftali. he crushed that workout. Yeah. Unbelievable. In 9, I think just over 9 minutes.
Wow.
Or maybe just right under 10. I'm not sure. So then you move on past that 10-minute time frame into the 10 to 15-minute range, and that's still pretty impressive because you're only getting 26% of the men finishing in that range and 17% of the women. We had 14 members that held their own in this workout and were in that time frame, and 3 of them were really close to that 10-minute mark. So Clayton, 10:29, JB, 10:27, and Joaquin, 10:50. So they were really close to, like, they're that's on the borderline incredible. Of getting into that 6%. And then we had Jody, who's just a killer when it comes to engine work, crushed that workout, and I think it was 12:33.
Wow.
Becky did great on that workout. Yep. She did. I was glad to see her double unders were working for her that day because I know she can thrust her for days.
Yeah.
But those are working. And Nikila and Johanna Kraft also did really well on that workout.
Awesome.
Yep. We had a lot of people that did exceptionally well. I think just finishing it. It was a good...
We had those goals, too. Just finish under the time cap, and some people were happy with that.
Right.
Especially if you didn't have double unders. Like, we had one member from our 7 o'clock class who can't string them together yet, but so she did a single, then a double, mm-hmm. and then a single, then a double.
Right.
And she did the entire workout that way, and
that's
she still
awesome.
Finished.
Yeah.
So. And I think we had, you know, even some people that dropped in from out. I know Becky Lynch from the WWE actually stopped in on Monday and did the workout. She had never done a double
never
under
done
before,
one.
But Alec helped her through her first double under. She actually did all 350 of them during the workout. So big congrats to Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
She was in town for an event. They got WrestleMania coming up, so good luck and congratulations to her. But, you know, as we wrap up the Open, we've been talking about it for the last 5 weeks, just how incredible the performances have been. You just mentioned, you know, a handful of names of who made regionals. Talk to us about kind of the overall feeling of the Open here at Krypton, another successful Open in the books.
Incredible. I mean, last year when we had 6 individual competitors qualify, you know, most gyms, that's, you know, that's a whole team and that's they're putting in a team. But we have 6 individuals making it on their own through working out together and the hard work that they put in.
Right.
And this year we have another 6, almost the same 6, but one little swap there. But a little shout out to Kelly for making her first regionals.
Awesome.
And her performances for the past, you know, 4 years in the Open have consistently gotten better. You know, she started out in 2014 about 500. She was actually in, was she in the Southeast region that year, or might have been the next year she was in the Southeast. But she's consistently moved up, whether it be here in the Mid-Atlantic or in the Southeast each year, and taking a really good jump from last year finishing 109th all the way up to 19th.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
At that, when the leaderboard gets that close up high, it's really hard. It's really hard to break into that group.
It definitely is.
You know?
And that's just the people, the regionals athletes that are going to Atlanta. But we have other regional athletes as well, right?
Yeah, we do.
For our world, for the worldwide finishes and the masters and the teens, we've got five there.
Awesome.
And they pretty much were in there from the start, and they hung out in there all open long. Didn't really know fear of dropping out of that top 200. So Braden and Michael Smith in 14-15, Colin Chen for the 16-17-year-olds, and of course Dave, who's sitting ninth, which is an outstanding spot going into into that, because we know that first score counts.
Right.
And we get that to look forward to. April 20th, those workouts will drop for those guys.
So their reward for being in
one more weekend of four more workouts. Four more workouts. And, of course, our senior member, Jerry Becker, hanging out in that top 200 as well. So we have more to look forward to here. A lot of gyms are done competing. We are kind of just getting started here.
Yeah. I think it's also cool because you mentioned not only the guys and girls that are going to Atlanta, going to regionals, but also those athletes that aren't done. Their season really, they're on to stage two, and then if they get past stage two, they're on to Madison.
That would be awesome.
For the CrossFit Games. Right. So it's a very cool thing to see not only the athletes that we know we're gonna see and we know are going to succeed at that big level, but the athletes that are kind of sleeper picks that get an extra week to work out. And, yeah, like you said, Andy, they get rewarded with four more workouts of probably open-style workouts, if not harder, that they get to do to qualify for the big dance.
So we got 11 people
total
going to regionals.
Yeah.
How many CrossFit gyms out there can say that they have a 10% of their members who signed up for the open are going on to regionals? I would like to see that stat. I don't think there's too many gyms out there that can say that.
Percentage-wise, I would agree.
10% of people who can.
There are definitely gyms that have deeper populations, you know, or locations, and so they have a greater amount of people sign up and probably put more through. But
heck,
percentage-wise,
like 10%.
No.
Yeah. Heck, I would like to see anyone send 11 people to the next round. I mean, 11 is incredible, not just, you know, for the size version. We had over 100 people sign up for the Open. Like you said, about 10%. Qualified, but I would like to see people that would send 11 individual athletes. Teams are a different, because you can send, you know, teams and, you know, that's six people right there.
Right.
But you send 10 or 11 individuals that qualified on their own instead of with a team.
Right.
Blows my mind. Incredible. Just is an amazing part of what you got here from CrossFit Crypto.
Yeah. So what else? You know, aside from all those regional guys and people that have made it, have upped their game to do better, everybody here is trying to do better.
Yeah.
They're trying to exceed what they did last year. And that gets harder and harder every year because the population increases within all our fields.
That's the important thing to know.
It goes deeper. And so
there's more people signing up for the Open every year.
Right.
The numbers in your age group or in that you're competing against is exponentially increasing. So in doing better every year, it's pretty impressive.
And there's a few people that I have that I'd like to, you know, bring up here.
Definitely.
Because I think their hard work is worth noting.
Right.
You know, this one, he's made regionals too, the youngest Smith brother, Dane.
Yeah.
You know, he came off baseball and into CrossFit, so it took him a little while to really build up some of that strength he needed here. But he's just made consistent jumps since 2014, you know, 470th place, then 190, then 19, now 9th.
Yeah.
So he just, I don't know, you can't, where can you go from 9th, right? I guess he's got to unthrone Ben next year in order to improve. But this guy too, we have another member, and he just hit the 40 to 40 year old division this year. But within the region, he went up 1,200 spots from last year. And that's not considering his age, and that's Jamie Jordan. And he's worked real hard. He's done extra workouts in the summer when he's off of school, and it's cool to see that work pay off when it comes open time.
Look at this one. Blake Milicek, 2,458th place in 2015.
Yeah.
And this year, 692.
Again,
that
just
is
incredible.
And I guarantee you, he's been competing in, was it 18 to 34?
Yeah, he's in the Open, so Worldwide Open. Yep.
It's probably been, you know, how big has that group gotten over the last 4 years?
Absolutely.
And even move down in that group is impressive as hell.
So,
it definitely is, and not only the Worldwide, but it's kind of cool, the different rankings and the different things that they've kind of broken down over the years, where you can actually see how fit you are in your state.
Yeah.
Now, I know you got a list down about kind of the fittest in Virginia. It's kind of cool to see a lot of the athletes that are going to that regionals kind of ranked pretty high up in the state of Virginia.
Right. So for a lot of us, we're not going to see ourselves on that first page on the leaderboard Worldwide, or even in the region, or even maybe in the region in our Masters category. But it's kind of cool just to compare ourselves to, you know, those in our state and in Virginia, and see ourselves, you know, on the top pages. And Andy, how many did we have that?
We had quite a few. So let's just go down the list here.
Yeah.
In the team, 14 to 15, Braden was second in Virginia. Second. And Michael was third. And Kendall was ninth. Pretty impressive. 16 to 17, Colin was third in Virginia.
Wow.
Cade was 10th. And Anthony B. was 22nd. So our young guys are doing great. Really, actually really good. Up in the Masters, 35 to 39, we have Dale Jacoby, 25th. Jody Williams, 44th. Georgie.
Oh. I'm old.
40th. What age group is that? You're in 45 to 39.
It's a hard age group.
Masters,
right?
It is a very competitive age group. Masters, 40 to 44, had Nikki Crace at 11th.
Wow.
The aforementioned Jamie Jordan, 35th. Masters, 45 to 49. We didn't have anybody that placed that well in other than Dave Jones, who is first.
Number one. Yeah. Citizen Virginia.
Masters, 50 to 54, who I think are very impressive group to be out there in the 50 to 54. We had Jackie Johnston, 19th. Johanna Milicek, 25th. Lolita.
The lovely
36th.
Lolita Kraft.
Dan Whiting, 21st. Jeff Johnson, 44th. And our very own Chuck the Truck Smith, 39th.
He only had to do a few workouts to even get on there.
In Masters, 50 to 59, the really old guys. Timothy Leone, 21st.
You're skipping someone there.
In Masters, 60 to...
You're skipping someone there. This is the 16th
Andy,
next to Andy Kraft's name.
16th. Hey, not too bad.
Hey, not too bad at all.
In Masters, 60 plus, of course, there's Jerry, third. And there's Kat Cummings, 21st. So pretty impressive, guys. Pretty impressive group for
Virginia. It really
is.
It's very awesome. It's cool just the way that they have, you know, CrossFit has, you know, become, you know, a way that not only do you compete against the people in your gym, but you do get to compete against people in your state, in your region, and all over. And, you know, I know they had a category this year where it was like the service men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first responders and stuff had their own category.
Teachers.
And teachers and stuff like that. So it's very cool. If you haven't, you know, checked out, you know, all the filters, I'm sure there's an app online that you can go and check out, you know, just where you rank in really any category. I encourage you to go check it out because it's probably a boost in your confidence.
It is.
And
I did
it's
that.
A very cool thing to see how you compare against, you know, all the other teachers, you know, in Virginia and in the world doing a workout.
Right. I like to put out one more thing, too, about the Open in general. About, it takes quite a bit to sign up for the Open in the first place. And then to show up every week and do all five workouts is a commitment. And, like, you go if you sign up for a marathon, or if you sign up for a 10K or a triathlon, it's one weekend. You get all prepped up for it. You work up for it. It's one weekend. The Open is five weekends. You can do the work. You can't go and run 10K race three times that weekend to try to get a better score.
Right.
If you could, you would, but they don't. In the Open, they allow you to work out as many times as you want during that 3 or 4 day window. So in order for the members to sign up, to show up every week to do all five workouts is quite the accomplishment, I think. And It runs the full gamut of all the exercises and all the movements.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's mental. It's an excellent job. So everybody, shout out to everybody who completed the Open.
Yeah. Congratulations to everyone, not only at CrossFit Krypton, but I know we have some outside listeners. If you completed it, congratulations. It's been one heck of a ride, and I know everyone's excited. I don't know if they're excited for next year, but you know they're looking forward to seeing how they can improve. And for a lot of people, this is the end of the year. You know, for the CrossFit Games, you work all year to get to the CrossFit Open. Set some goals. Do what you need to do to, you know, kind of get yourself ready for next year. I know that's a lot of people say, you know, at the New Year's, you know, set some fitness goals for the calendar year. But this is really where the CrossFit, you know, calendar starts for a lot of people, and it culminates in the Open for 99% of the people that don't make it past the Open. So very cool. Guys, let's talk about some of, you know, just pick out one or two moments, your favorite moments from the Open, whether it was from Friday Night Lights or your own personal workouts or anything like that. Talk to us. Andy, we'll start with you, then go to Georgie. And talk to us about maybe one or two of your favorite moments just throughout the entire CrossFit Open.
Well, that's a tough one, Robbie. There's a lot of favorite moments.
Yeah.
I guess, again, for me, it's just that it's that feeling of walking through the gym on Friday and seeing everybody, the different stages of the Open. So
right.
You got the people who, again, who are getting ready to do it. They're signing up. They're stressed. They're a little bit, you know, getting ready. You can see that they're not talking. They got a little bit different face. Then there's the people who are going, and they got their game face on, and everybody's cheering them on and all that type of stuff. And then there's the people who are elated because they're done. They're done with that week. They don't have to worry about
right.
it anymore, and they get to see everybody else suffer. So that's my favorite part of the Open. It's just that the whole Friday thing, the whole workout thing, putting yourself through that that mental state, that mental game beforehand, and then through it, and then when you're done. So
right.
That's...
I love seeing people surprise themselves and really the look of shock and awe
yeah.
on their face when they accomplish something they didn't know they could do or
right.
they get through a workout in an unbelievable time
Definitely.
For themselves or just, you know, just be really excited in general about how they're doing, whether
yeah.
they're a thousandth on the leaderboard or first in their division,
right.
just being excited about where they are in,
yeah.
in their fitness experience journey, whatever,
Definitely.
Whatever you want to call it. Cause it's all relative.
Right.
That's something I have to constantly tell myself. But it's hard for all of us, no matter whether you're a Ben and Adam and you're doing this for the sixth time,
right.
it's still equally hard for them, and they're pushing themselves to limits that they didn't know that they might be able to hit before.
Definitely.
And I think that deserves a shout out too. Is, you know, Adam Klink did amazing on this last workout,
right.
and it finished 7 minutes flat, and him and Ben went at the same time, and that sort of fed
Definitely.
Off of each other
oh,
to,
for sure.
to keep going. Which those scores are so important. This workout and these points were.
Right.
Seconds, so many seconds in between can cost you so many points. So
right.
just that entire vibe, the mini competitions within it itself, like
yes.
between people in the gym. You're in a competition with me and you didn't even really know it.
Right,
so.
Right.
I like that. I love that whole aspect
well,
of it.
One of my favorite parts was just to see, you know, everyone. I love to see the families that work out here at the gym. I love to see the husband and wives that cheer each other on during the workout. I love to watch my sister working out, doing a workout, because I know how hard she's worked this last year. I think it is so cool to see families like the Jordan family that get to cheer on their son and that he gets to cheer on his parents do this workout. And that's one of the coolest things for me, not only with Friday Night Lights, but, you know, with anything. It just, it brings, I mean, I guess it's cliche, but it brings families together. You know what I mean? Like, yes, we are a big CrossFit family. We're a big CrossFit community here at CrossFit Krypton. But, you know, in terms of just the families inside the family, it's very cool to see those different moments and just how much you care. It was so cool for me to see my sister destroy 17.1 when she was the most nervous person. She was a nervous wreck going into that workout. But to see her do something and kind of bounce off what you said, surprising herself. And she wasn't sure how she was going to do. She was nervous about how she was going to do, but to see her surprise herself and to go into it with that attitude, like, I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but then crush it. That was a very cool moment for me, and I'm sure for many of you guys that saw family members and people that like that competed. Guys, we do every week, we do a Spirit of the Open Award winner. This week's not going to be any different. Andy, I'm going to pass it to you for your Spirit of the Awards. And this is kind of an award that someone that went above and beyond. The members of CrossFit Krypton actually voted and vote on these award winners. So, Andy, kick us off with the first Spirit of the Award, a winner for the final week of the CrossFit Open.
All right. So the male winner for the final week of the CrossFit Open is our very own Adam Klink.
Awesome.
So Adam did well, did great, actually did phenomenal on his 17.5. But I think overall, if we talk about Adam, I think we can go as far as giving Adam the Spirit of the Open Award.
Yep.
Overall, I think to a man, I think I can't tell you how many people came up to me during the week. It was probably 75 people maybe have said, you know, hey, mention Adam. Mention Adam should have the Spirit of the Open.
Yeah.
He should be the guy that I was like, you're exactly right. Everybody's exactly right. Adam is the man. He did a fantastic job. He showed up every week.
Yep.
He was there for all events. He was had the judges ready. He was cheering people on. He was coaching. He was running the time. He did the whole thing. And you never, ever saw him get frustrated. At least I didn't. I never saw him get flustered. He's had a positive attitude. He kept everybody upbeat. Great kid. Great coach. Great person. We're lucky to have him.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard enough to go into the Open as a competitor trying to make regionals again for, what, the fourth time now.
Right.
And kind of being on that bubble going into the last Open. But not only is he putting himself out there every week to make it to regionals, but then he's coordinating it all for the gym.
Right.
And so he's doing both. And he can't just focus on one or the other, but he's got to be able to kind of switch back and forth. And so that's really incredible to
Definitely.
Be able to qualify, run a gym, run the heats for it. Yeah, so he well-deserved this week.
Completely agree. Jordy, how about our female winner for the final week?
Our female winner, and I love her. She's one of our 3 o'clock ladies.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about just staying fit for her and getting in and getting to work out.
Yeah.
And double unders are something she's struggled with constantly. And she said before even going into this was like, you know, if it starts being terrible, I'm just going to stop. I'll just stop 20 minutes in. But she didn't. She kept going the whole time. Everybody's done in the heat. They were all cheering her on. And she just had to chip away at those double unders. And she suffered through that entire 40 minutes. And that's Diane Gordon. And
awesome.
She did great. And, you know, Alec helped her get through that, I know, thinking about puppies. And happy thoughts.
Hey, we've got special guests. Andy pulling a little lead out here on the update show.
We got to bring in our senior citizen here. See, that's what happens when you get to be over 60. You forget where you put things. I want to ask Jerry a question.
Okay,
what was
ahead.
Your favorite moment of the Open, sir?
Favorite moment was probably when I decided to do 17.4 over, and about halfway through the deadlifts, I said, this is really stupid, and I just stopped. Probably the smartest thing I did in the whole Open.
That what was the hardest workout for you?
17. No, the snatches, because I just don't do well overhead, and I struggled on that one bad. So that was hard. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Thank you, Nikila.
See, that was the hardest.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Awesome. Well, Jerry,
up.
Congratulations
Thank you.
On a successful Open.
And Jerry's going to meet you, everybody.
And congrats on your sponsorships, you know, and sponsoring some successful athletes, attaining a new one.
All over the place. Diane and Adam, congratulations. You guys are both going to get a Perdido.
We have a Perdido gift card.
Yep.
Or we have a bag of Texas Street Coffee donated by JB.
Ooh,
so you guys can
fight
for it.
That
yeah.
One, but, man, that's a hard choice right there. Guys, any final thoughts? Your final thoughts? I know we've talked a lot about the Open. Just any final thoughts on the Open and kind of what you're looking forward to moving past the CrossFit Open?
I'm looking forward to what we maybe can do for our gym come regionals time.
Yeah.
If we could give them some updates from
Definitely.
There, maybe
for sure.
We can do that.
Yep.
Maybe we can do that. And I'm also looking forward to next year's Open, mainly because we're going to be in a fantastic new facility and have a ton of new space. And so that might be exciting to run a brand new Friday Night Lights in a brand spanking new gym.
Heck, we should do like play-by-play kind of stuff. Like bring the update show to Friday Night Lights and do it live. Make it a whole production. I think the options are endless.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you. And we're going to be back. Don't worry.
We'll be back.
Don't you worry.
My final thoughts are it's all about the community. I think the Open shows how great the CrossFit community is, and especially the community we have here. The Smiths have built this Krypton community. It's just phenomenal. Everybody, we kind of get a set group of people. They kind of filter this gym, and they all are really similar personalities. We all get along, and it truly is a family. And the Open really shows that, and it's a great community here at Krypton, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. My fifth year.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, Georgie, Andy, first off, thank you guys so much for being a part of this update show every single week. Regionals is right around the corner. I promise you guys, we will be back doing updates on all our regional athletes, all of our qualifying athletes, and much, much more in the coming weeks. So don't you worry. I think we're going to be trying to do more and more content here from CrossFit Krypton. So for Georgie, for Andy, not for the last time, but for the foreseeable future, guys, thank you so much. Thank you all so much for watching and listening every single week. Until next time, we'll say see ya and have a great rest of the CrossFit season.